If you think Wisconsin's governor has too much veto authority, you'll soon have your chance to speak up. It's dubbed by State Senator Sheila Harsdorf the Frankenstein veto. The River Falls Republican wants you to help her change the state constitution so no governor of the state, Republican or Democrat, can use his partial veto authority to delete words and phrases in order to create brand new sentences by combining the remaining parts.
On April 1, voters will have an opportunity to put an end to the Frankenstein veto by voting yes.
In the 2005-07 budget bill, Governor Jim Doyle started with a 752-word section and chopped it down to just 20 words, resulting in a raid of $427 million from the state's transportation fund, a law which, Harsdorf says, never passed through the legislature.
The partial veto was never intended to allow a governor to put into place the laws that had not passed the legislature. And so this is intended to fix what I believe has been an extreme abuse of the partial veto.
After working for 3 years, Harsdorf's resolution is now ready for a statewide vote, and she's encouraging voters to turn out at the polls April 1st and vote yes to finally kill the Frankenstein veto. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.